This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The Scottish Government has proposed a new national park in Galloway, and Nature Scott has been asked to investigate this proposal. Now, joining us now from Nature Scott to talk a little bit about the statutory public consultation and why it's so important to hear from a diverse group of people are Shivanka Gautam, their Biodiversity and Climate Change Engagement Officer, and Rachel Elliott, People and Places Officer, Access and Participation. Now, it is lovely speaking with you both today.
Hello, lovely to speak to you as well, Polina.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Well, let's start with the proposal. What is it exactly?
So the Scottish Government has committed to creating a new national park for Scotland. This would be Scotland's third national park alongside our existing Cairngorms National Park and the Loch Lomond and the Trossachs National Park, which were both designated just over 20 years ago. So there's been a bit of a process to get to this point that we're at just now with the current proposal. Last year, the government invited communities and organisations from across Scotland to put forward nominations for the potential location of this new national park. And five areas were nominated by local groups. These nominations were then appraised, and this led to the selection of the joint bids put forward by the Galloway National Park Association and the Galloway and Southern Ayrshire Biosphere Reserve. So following this, Scottish Government have put together this current proposal for a new national park in the Galloway area, which includes parts of South and East Ayrshire at the moment as well. And it's asked Nature Scott to investigate this proposal, which involves running this public consultation. And then we'll be reporting back our findings in the spring next year.
Well, I have to say Galloway is such a beautiful area, so I completely understand why this proposal is going ahead. So we're in the consultation period at the moment. So why is this process so important, and how will it impact the decision of the Scottish Government?
This consultation is really everyone's opportunity to say whether they would like a national park in the Galloway area and to tell us what they think it could look like if it did go ahead. So really everything from the boundary of the park to the makeup of the park board is being consulted on. So it's quite broad. And something that's really important to get across is that it's not a done deal and there won't necessarily be a park in the Galloway area at this stage. So that's really why we need to hear from as many voices as possible in this consultation so that the Scottish Government can understand the views of the community and the wider Scottish public to then inform their decision on whether to go ahead and if so, what that will look like in a more detailed proposal down the line.
So what exactly are you going to be looking at or considering during this public consultation period?
So we'll be asking questions about everything from whether people agree with the proposal in principle and if the park did go ahead, what area they think should be covered. So there's a suggested area at the moment, but that could very well change based on the responses that we get. We'd be asking what powers they think any park authority should have regarding issues like planning and access, and also what the makeup of the board would look like as well.
So quite a wide array of things you're going to cover there. And who would you like to hear from when it comes to this consultation?
So we'd really want to hear from everyone who has an interest in this proposal. We are meeting with schools, communities, businesses and individuals to make sure that we support them to participate in the consultation and shape its outcome. It's really important that the consultation process is inclusive, and we're proactively trying to ensure that underrepresented groups and people with protected characteristics can participate in ways that best suit them.
And when it comes to taking part in the consultation, how will it be made accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
The consultation will be published on the Nature Scott website, which is accessible and easy to navigate for those who use screen readers. There will be an online survey as well as a formal consultation leaflet that will be posted to those in and near the proposed boundary. These leaflets are also available in a shorter format, and we have large print leaflets available as well. You can email us at nationalparkreporter@nature.scot to request these. All leaflets will also be made available on our website. A few of your lovely colleagues at RNIB have kindly helped us create audio transcriptions for our leaflets, which will also be available on our website. We also have drop-in sessions. These will be in person, and the dates, times and locations for these will soon be available on our website too. These sessions are facilitated by professional contractors who are skilled at ensuring that everyone can participate in a way that suits them best.
Well, what is the deadline for this consultation, and what is going to happen actually after with all the feedback you're going to collate during it?
So the consultation period will run from November until the end of January so that everyone can take part. Once it closes in the new year, NatureScot will compile and analyse the feedback that we've received so that we can produce a report and advice to the Scottish Government ministers on our findings. And we need to do this by the end of April.
Well, we covered quite a lot of ground today. So where can we go to find out more information, get in touch about the consultation and get in our feedback?
So there's lots of information on our NatureScot National Park web pages on our website, which if you Google NatureScot National Park, that will come up straight away, as well as on our bespoke information hub, which can also be navigated using a screen reader. And you can also subscribe for email updates on our information hub, which will include an update when the consultation goes live, so you won't have to keep checking back in on the website. There will also be public meetings and drop-in surgeries taking place in the Galloway area that will welcome anyone that's looking to find out more before they want to respond to the consultation. And we'll be publishing these events soon on our website as well. And of course, anyone is welcome to email us directly at any time with any specific questions.
So what is your email address?
It's nationalparkreporter@nature.scot.
Well, fantastic. So, of course, keep an eye on the website to get all the up-to-date details when it comes to these drop-in sessions and anything else you would like to know about the consultation. But in the meantime, Shivanka, Rachel, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great.
Thank you so much.